You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC. Crime is low and rents are high in New York, but graffiti is back. The elusive British artist known as Banksy is staging an artist's residency this month, creating a new piece of street art almost every day at different locations throughout the city. In the meantime, 16 artists at the graffiti mecca in Long Island City, known as Five Points, got a restraining order against the demolition of the warehouse. Does that make graffiti legit as art? Well, here to answer that question is WNYC's art critic, Deborah Solomon. Good morning, Deborah.
Good morning, Sotirios.
So, you know, a lot of people, when they think of graffiti in New York, they think of the 70s and the 80s. Is graffiti making a comeback? And if so, why?
Absolutely. Graffiti experienced its sort of first wave in New York in the 1980s, when artists like Jean-Michel Basquiat rose to fame and rose up from the streets into the galleries. Now what we're seeing is really the mainstreaming of graffiti. And we're going through a period when artists want their work to endure, and owners of buildings actually want to keep some of the graffiti that's on the building because it's worth something.
It may be that that's happening, but, you know, New York City is not really a very tolerant graffiti town, is it? I mean, Mayor Bloomberg, for one, is not happy with Banksy. Here's what he said earlier this week.
You running up to somebody's property or public property and defacing it is not my definition of art. Or it may be art, but it should not be permitted.
So obviously some people are still uptight about graffiti.
Well, Mayor Bloomberg, for one, although he is a great art supporter, has no patience for graffiti, and he has enacted some fairly tough laws against graffiti artists. In this city, if you are caught spray painting a building, you will be charged with a Class A misdemeanor, which can result in a one-year jail sentence. And if you're caught a second time, your misdemeanor will snowball into a felony. I would like to see it decriminalized in New York City, which doesn't mean that every artist can spray paint every building in sight, but rather that we would assign legal sites where an artist who wants to paint graffiti can do so legally.
But wouldn't legalizing graffiti kind of defeat the point of it? I mean, or at least remove the naughty thrill of it?
That's a very good point. But perhaps it would also separate the true artists from the vandals and give rise to a kind of renaissance of graffiti painting. I know some countries have decriminalized graffiti, such as Brazil, which has experienced a great flowering in street art.
So do you think Banksy's an artist?
Definitely he's an artist. He's very much in the tradition of British satirists, such as William Hogarth. Some of his work looks like old-fashioned black and white etchings, but he combines that with the spirit of a party planner, basically. He's half satirist, half party planner, who's very good at staging events and getting all of New York to turn out to see them.
All right, but I understand that you yesterday, when you left the Guggenheim, you were rushing around town to get to the latest Banksy that he put up. And so tell me, what was it like and what was the scene like?
It's true. I'm guilty. I contributed to the hype. I did go see a street painting that he put up yesterday, and I found it quite lovely. It's located at Larry Flint's Hustler Club on the West Side, which is not normally a place I would patronize, and I hope never to patronize again. But it consists of a painting of an old-fashioned romantic suitor who is standing by the side of a gate with a bouquet of roses, and there are petals falling gently.
Can you see this art from the West Side Highway, or is it from on the side street?
It's on a side street.
Okay.
You do have to pull up, and even if you pull up
to 51st Street.
To 51st Street and 12th Avenue, you will have trouble seeing it because there's a mob in front. And I kind of had to negotiate with the guard.
There was a guard guarding the graffiti?
Hired by the owner of the building. There was a guard named Jesse. And I had to negotiate with him in order to get up close and get a good look.
Could it be possible that property values are going to go up when you get a Banksy on your wall?
Absolutely. Everybody wants one. And someone should tell Mayor Bloomberg about that. There's a financial angle to this, that maybe he would have a new appreciation of graffiti art.
Maybe they can tax it.
Sotirios, I wonder what our listeners think. Hey, guys, do you like graffiti art? Would you like to see it decriminalized? Or do you think graffiti artists are all vandals?
You can let us know by going over to our website, WNYC.org. Deborah Solomon is WNYC's art critic and author of the upcoming book, American Mirror, The Life and Art of Norman Rockwell, which comes out on November 5th. Thank you so much, Deborah.
Thank you, Sotirios.
You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.